Welcome to Environmental Voices. I'm your host, Marie Rock, and today we're going to talk about plastic and furniture recycling. Plastic is among the most popular and important materials used in the modern world. However, its popularity is part of the huge problem and reasons why plastic should be recycled. Instead of throwing them away, polluting the land and our water bodies, we can optimize the lifespan of plastics by recycling and reusing them. Plastic recycling refers to the process of recovering waste or scrap plastic and reprocessing it into a useful product. Due to the fact that plastic is non-biodegradable, it's essential that it's recycled as part of the global efforts to reducing plastic and other solid waste in the environment. The following is a step-by-step process of plastic recycling. First of all, collection. Plastics are available in a number of forms, for example, plastic containers, jars, bottles, plastic bags, packaging plastic, big industrial plastics, just to mention a few. Due to their nature and availability, these are plastic collection centers, and some business people have ventured into plastic collecting businesses as a source of income. Tons and tons of scrap plastic are collected and sent to a collecting yard where they are packaged and transported to plastic processing plants. Unfortunately, not all countries have the capacity to recycle plastic. Very few developing countries can actually recycle plastic. This means that plastic waste is still a major problem to some countries in the world. Sorting is next. The actual plastic recycling process starts with sorting of the different plastic items by their resin content and color. This process is also done to ensure all contaminants are eliminated. There are specially designed machines that help in sorting of plastics according to their resin content. Then the recycling mill sorts the scrap plastics by symbols at the bottom of the plastics. After sorting the plastics, the next step is to cut the plastics into tiny chunks or pieces. The plastic bottles and containers are then ground and cut into tiny pieces or flakes. The heavier and lighter plastic flakes are separated using a specially designed machine. The separation process helps in ensuring that the different plastics are not put together or mixed up in the final product. Remember that different plastics are used to make different items. After a complete separation, the flakes or chunks are then washed with detergents to remove the remaining contamination. Once the cleaning process is complete, the clean flakes are passed through specialized equipment that further separates the plastic resin types. The plastic flakes are then subjected to moderate heat to dry. The dry flakes are melted down. They can be melted down and molded into new shape, or they're melted down and processed into granules. The melting process is done under regulated temperatures. There are specialized equipment designed to melt down plastic without destroying them. After the melting process, the plastic pieces are then compressed into tiny pellets known as nurdles. In this state, the plastic pellets are ready for reuse or to be redesigned into new plastic products. It's important to point out that recycled plastic is hardly used to make identical plastic items or its previous form. It is in this pellet form that plastics are transported to plastic manufacturing companies to be redesigned and used in making other useful plastic products. There are a number and common types of recycled plastics. Polyethylene terephthalate. This type of recycled plastic is tough, has excellent clarity, it's strong and has barrier to moisture and gas. It's used in the manufacture of water, soft drinks, peanut butter, and salad dressing bottles and jars. High density polyethylene. This recycled plastic is known for its excellent stiffness, resistance to moisture, strength, versatility, toughness, and reduced permeability to gas. It's used in the manufacture of water, juice, and milk bottles. It's also used to make retail and trash bags for households and business people. Polyvinyl chloride, abbreviated as PVC. Polyvinyl chloride has a number of applications. It's versatile, can be bended easily, it's tough and strong. This recycled plastic is commonly used in the manufacture of juice bottles, PVC piping, and cling films. Low-density polyethylene. This is the most common type of recycled plastic. It has exceptional ease of processing. It's strong, flexible, tough, and resistant to moisture, and it's easy to seal. The plastic is usually used in making frozen food bags, flexible container lids, freezable bottles, just to mention a few. There are some advantages to recycling plastics. Plastics should be recycled because a number of reasons that we can mention here. First of all, provision of sustainable source of raw materials. Now, recycling plastics provides a sustainable source of raw materials to the manufacturing industry. Once the plastics are recycled, they are sent to the manufacturing industries to be redesigned and converted into new shapes and used in different appliances. It reduces environmental problems. Since plastics are non-biodegradable, they pose a high risk to the people and the environment as a whole. They can block sewer lines, drainages, and other waterways, leading to blockages and unwanted pileups. When plastics are eliminated through recycling, the environment looks clean and inhabitable. Recycling plastics minimizes the amount of plastic being taken to the ever-diminishing landfill sites. Most countries have designated areas specifically meant for burying plastics. When they're recycled, these sites will receive little plastic garbage. The remaining areas then can be used for other purposes instead of dumping plastics that do not rot. These areas can be used for agriculture or for human settlement. It should be understood that human population is growing each day and land is becoming a problem. Instead of misusing the land for garbage disposal, it can be used for settlement and other important economic activities. Recycling of materials, including plastics, requires less energy as compared to making the plastics from scratch. This saves energy, and the energy can be diverted to other important things in the economy. It's therefore important to encourage plastic recycling in the manufacturing industry, as it'll save economy billions of money. The process of manufacturing plastics using natural raw materials is expensive and time-consuming compared to the recycling process. Individuals who have ventured into plastic collection and recycling businesses will experience improved lifestyles as they will get their daily income from the business. This will, in the long run, improve the economy and boost the living standards of people. So don't just sit there and do nothing. Embrace plastic recycling activities and improve your economic standards. Now we're going to talk about recycling your old furniture. Now, recycling is one of the most important ways you can be environmentally friendly, yet often people are unsure of how to recycle old furniture. A recent article from Planet Save reported that furniture was the least recycled item in the household, yet there are so many ways to recycle furniture. The benefits of recycling are well known, yet it's not just household waste like cans and bottles that can be recycled. Over 10 million household items are sent to the landfill every year. But here are five ways you can recycle your old furniture and change that statistic. Donate unwanted furniture to charity shops. Charity shops are no longer just for chintzy lampshades or old jigsaw puzzles. A great number of charities now have furniture stores which sell unwanted furniture with all proceeds to charity, and many of them will collect them too. Use environmentally friendly rubbish clearance companies. A great way to recycle furniture is by using an environmentally friendly rubbish clearance company. EnviroWaste is a removal and rubbish clearance company that focuses on environmentally friendly solutions for waste disposal, diverting 92% of waste from landfill. By choosing a removal company which takes social and environmental concerns seriously, you can be confident that your old furniture has been properly recycled and has a positive impact on the environment. Donate furniture through the Furniture Reuse Network. The Furniture Reuse Network allows you to get rid of your unwanted furniture and make a positive impact on the environment. They have some brilliant ideas to reuse old furniture and keep it from the landfill by giving it to people in need. They allow people to both find and get rid of unwanted furniture and work with over 200 reuse charities. Recycle old furniture by giving it away. There are a number of effective ways to give away your old furniture. A great way is to recycle it with low environmental impact. FreeCycle is a site which allows users to upload old furniture for someone else to collect and reuse. FreeCycle has nearly 6,000 local groups, so there should be one near you where you can list your old furniture and allow someone local to pick it up and reuse it, saving it from the landfill. There are other sites where you can list unwanted furniture like Gumtree, which also allows you to list locally, so even petrol use is reduced. If you're a dab hand at do-it-yourself, upcycling furniture is a perfect way to recycle old furniture. Check out sites like Pinterest for information, tutorials, and how-to guides which allow you to turn your unwanted furniture into beautiful, quirky, upcycled pieces. Instead of simply throwing away your old furniture, why not try to sell it as secondhand? There are many easy ways to advertise your products for free nowadays, including Facebook groups, free ad sites, shop windows, and more. Due to regulations, you must make sure that your old furniture has an up-to-date fire safety label, otherwise furniture can't be resold. Since shop companies will trade in your old furniture in the same way that you trade in a car and receive a discount on a new purchase, if you've seen the new furniture you'd like to buy, why not approach the dealer? See if they'd be willing to offer a reduction on the overall price if you were to give them your old furniture. There are many theaters that need acquired age-looking stage props for new productions. This is a creative method of recycling your old furniture. However, it's an extremely exciting way of repurposing your furniture and getting a second use out of it, better than shoving it into the ground. It may well be hard to transport your furniture each weekend to a car boot sale. However, it's a great way of generating some cash for your old furniture. Again, you must make sure that your pieces have an up-to-date fire safety label. So as you can see, old furniture, it just doesn't have to end up in the dump or on the scrap heap. There's plenty that you can do to ensure it goes on and on. This program, Environmental Voices, will present subjects that impact the environment, touch upon subjects concerning these issues. I'm your host, Marie Rock. Join me for a look at environmental issues impacting our planet every week, right here on The Eagle.